Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
From midfield, pressure coming. Purdy hit. Purdy sacked. Game over. Christian Roseboom clinches it. The Rams have a three-game winning streak, and they sweep San Francisco 12-6 the final.
Come grab a seat, San Fran. Misery loves company. You know that is a show motto. And the LA Rams with Sean McVay getting it done again. The 49ers are causing a freak out in California. Good morning, Metroplex. Final hour of the week here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We'll cross talk with the KMC Masterpiece live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford coming up at 9:40, 12-6. Only game this year without a touchdown?
Only game this year without a touchdown. And I also read it's the only game in the history of the Niners-Rams series, which dates back till like the late 50s when the Niners came in, that did not have a touchdown in it.
Questioning Kyle Shanahan and terrified over paying Brock Purdy $50 or $60 million. Oh, that's going to be fun to watch them sweat and watch them worry about if they're making a quarterback financial mistake.
I'm curious, do you think that the San Francisco team right now
is... And I'm questioning it. I've been a Purdy supporter.
Do you think it's a... And obviously Purdy would be probably the biggest factor in this right now, I'd guess. Do you think that this is San Francisco, that they're in decline, or do you think this is one of these one-offs and they'll probably bounce back next year?
I hate saying this. I have too much jealousy and respect for them to think that this is an actual real fall-off.
So it's terrifying to think that if that core is just having a down year and they've been injured, that you're then going to throw on top of that, San Francisco gets a top 10 pick probably. Like, they're right on the edge of it.
What do you think?
I wonder if just their culture is starting to have cracks. Like it's not just about their ability. Ugh. They still got guys.
But what have we heard about their culture? Is Kyle supposed to be a hard ass? Is he supposed to be difficult to get along? I haven't heard any of that.
No, remember
Lynch seems like a player's GM.
Right, that's what I mean. They had started, we read that article from The Athletic during the offseason that talked about how was the San Francisco culture built that everybody wanted to copy. And it talked about how Shanahan and Lynch got together early on, and then they worked with this Stanford psychology professor, and they basically created a creed for the organization, and everybody's bought in. Well, now you got Ayuk that held out and Debo that had problems with people. And it's starting to look a little bit like, all right, are people wearing thin on this message and this idea of...
It's like the marriage when they announce a split or they've separated. It hits you out of nowhere. Like, what?
Irreconcilable differences.
What was that word?
Irreconcilable. Irreconcilable.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I added or subtracted.
You subtracted it, yeah.
This is why they'll be fine next year. They play the AFC South and the NFC South in their rotation. So they will have games against Atlanta, Carolina, Jacksonville, Tennessee. New Orleans, Tampa, Houston, and Indy. Okay, that's those are the two divisions you want to play. And then, I mean, they might finish last in their division, right?
I mean, there's a good chance of that, yeah.
Which means they would play, because their other two rotational games would be the Giants and the Bears.
Wow.
And then that, there's still one other game, right? Because you've got your, now it's not 8-8 anymore, so there's one other game, that floating game. I don't know who that's going to be. I assume it would be the last place team in some of, who knows? But that is where it's going to be. It's pretty easy.
Someone who's not loving the culture is Devondre Campbell. They had injuries to Dre Greenlaw and D. Winters, two linebackers. Hey, Devondre, who you said is a, he's a vet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a 9-year vet in the NFL.
He was on Kyle's Atlanta team going that far back. Devondre, need you in. He walks to the locker room. Shanahan,
that's not the way to go,
asked about it after.
What happened with Devondre Campbell? He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point.
Yeah, he didn't, said he didn't want to play today.
Play today?
Yep.
The coaching staff?
He did when I asked him why he didn't want to go in.
During the game or before?
No, that was in the third quarter.
Has that ever happened to you, where a player said they didn't want to play in a game?
No.
He got demoted for this game, right? He was not going to play.
No, he was going to go in when Dre came out.
Wow. George Kittle's like, don't want to be out there with that guy again. Another teammate is like, ridiculous, and he'll probably be cut. That sounded like a radio edit, like we were doing a bit with that quick no in there that moved on to the next question. Was that you editing?
No, that's what I had downloaded. So
all right. I'm so happy. Of course, it would be the freaking Cowboys' luck. The Cowboys suck this year. San Francisco's not even going to be in it or a major factor, of course. All right, we have some developing news out of the world of college football. Anwar Richardson, Bobby, is that credible?
Oh, yeah, on Longhorns News, that's as solid as it gets.
Anwar Richardson tweets, sources say Quinn Ewers still plans to declare for the NFL draft after this season, paving the way for Arch to take over in 2025. Manning is locked in with Sark with no plans to transfer. Right now, both are dialed in on Clemson. Of course, Arch Manning, grandpa, that's not insulting. He's grandpa. he was asked about the follow-up to that viral video. What a joke of a story and video this was, where Arch is like, yeah, I think I'd like to see him play for the Dallas Cowboys once he gets into the league. Arch came out the other day in an interview, and he was basically like, let me go ahead and set the record straight. I was just kind of playing along with someone in a restaurant. I did not realize it was going to be on TikTok or wherever that is called.
I love the hustle that these guys don't know what these things are.
I don't know what TikTok is. That's Archie Manning. I'm sorry, not Arch. Archie Manning on that viral video.
Yeah, that's just throwing in the, or whatever that is. That's like when Belichick calls it snap face or whatever. He's like, oh, it's snap face.
I think Archie Manning, I believe more, doesn't really know what TikTok is.
I would believe more that's the case with Archie than with Belichick, but I still think Archie knows, just by the way he's flippantly kind of saying, I don't even know what that is. I was just playing along at a restaurant. It didn't sound like he was playing along. It sounded like he didn't know he was being recorded.
He didn't know the guy was gonna be, I'm making a TikTok video, Archie.
Right.
So whatever. It's stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb. This whole thing even being brought up, though, by Anwar Richardson is because yesterday there were these bizarre rumors coming out from these big Twitter accounts that have all these faults. It's that blurred line of like, okay, is this actually a news outlet or is this just a big account that's picked up followers over time? And they had said that Quinn Ewers was thinking about coming back to school and skipping the draft, and that Texas was saying, nope, you're going to have to go on your way if that's the case. You're going to need to transfer. And that then a Big Ten school, some unnamed Big Ten school, had a giant NIL package ready to deliver to him. And so this sounds like that's a bunch of bull, and he's still going to the NFL.
I mean, it would not surprise me if some team had a big time NIL package for him. He's a good. You could win with Quinn. Win with Quinn. You absolutely can. Especially if you get the right system with him. If I were him, you got to feel out where you're going to be in the draft. If you're not going to be in the first round, and you're getting no first round calls, what, the NIL money is there. Go back to college.
Are you all relieved as Longhorn fans? I think Pepe is wearing the burnt orange It sounds like this decision is being made already.
I was so worried that whenever I saw the headline, Quinn might return, I was like, please don't. You're not returning to Texas. You better not be, because then Arch is going to hit the transfer portal.
Yeah, I thought that report could be true just because I figured if Quinn did want to come back to school, Texas would tell him no. because they've had a plan in place and promises, I think, to the Manning family where it's like, this is the path that we're going to
take. Can you have that conversation like right now or over the past few weeks when you're gearing up and relying on this guy as your CFP quarterback?
Can you have that conversation with Quinn? Probably not.
I avoid it for as long as possible if I'm the Longhorn administration or staff.
Yeah, but I mean, if he brings it up himself and says, guys, I'm thinking about coming back, do they say, okay, I mean, do we need to placate him a little bit so that he focuses? Or maybe they say, no, let's give him a sense of urgency. Tell him, this is your last shot here at Texas, so you need to make it count.
Yeah, I think you got to be like, oh, man, we'd love to have you back, I'm sure, you know, or whatever.
Bill, so you would lie.
Yeah.
I think I would too. Bill Belichick press conference yesterday at Chapel Hill. There was a cutoff formal jacket that they had. By the way, TCU had Deion's first game. They're going to have the first Belichick game.
Yes, they are. First game for Big Bill is going to be against TCU. It is not the most difficult schedule.
Not in Fort Worth, though, right?
No, this is in North Carolina.
It'll be in North Carolina, but their first four games are TCU, Charlotte, Richmond, and then UCF. UCF could do some damage, but they could very easily be, you know, they could be 4-0, they could be 2-2.
What is up with the buyout? His buyout's $10 million, and then June 1, 2025, before the start of the college football season, it drops to $1 million? What?
Very strange. Very strange. So he will not even coach a college football game.
Is that for some crazy NFL firing that takes place in
June?
March? Yeah. April?
Like, well, because, I mean, it goes...
Because they had to rush this for the college cycle, well, they, right?
So, like, transfer portal's open. You could sign with the portal now. Signing day's already come and gone. I mean, those guys are where they are. They've already signed. But there's a late signing period, and there's still guys available. That signing period is second week of February, first week of February. But they can absolutely do work and damage in the transfer portal. That's what they're going to make.
That's where it sounds like they want to build is through the portal, and that's how they want
to
do it.
It's better to build through the portal anyway. You get guys that you've already seen against college competition.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, picks the boys versus the Panthers at 9:20. But I love yesterday, my favorite audio of the day, Molly Kierum. This felt personal back and forth with Stephen A. Smith doubting this Belichick move to Carolina, and they went at it.
Stephen A., it's just not sexy enough for you. Stephen A. is all about box office. He wants every free agent to go to the Lakers. He hates small markets. It's just not sexy enough for him.
He hates small markets.
So this is through Steve. This is through. And it's like every time there's a good player that's in like Milwaukee or wherever, you're like, bring him to New York. Go to the Knicks. Go to the Lakers. Let's have LeBron and Steph play together. No, let me finish my point. You don't care about small markets. And for you, it's always box office. You're a New Yorker that's an Alabama fan. It's just not sexy enough for you, but you're seeing it through your lens and not through all football players. I know you don't care about
that
my opinion.
That doesn't give you a license to misrepresent me.
Uh-oh.
Woo!
Wow!
Good for you, Molly.
That's an insecure Connecticut resident right there.
Molly?
That's Molly Kierum, who just feels insecure about the, when she's like, you're just New York and blah, blah. She's just insecure about being Connecticut. That's where she was born and raised.
I'm finding a common theme with Bobby here on this show.
I just looked it up.
I know she was from Connecticut.
Oh, so you knew it. I didn't. I had to look it up.
I'm talking about you hating women. Hit the music.
76.
It's amazing we have the biggest female following, I think, in the building.
Yes.
All of our bitters and...
All the bitters.
All the people who spent all the money to have dinner or Jared Sandler charity, they're women. It's shocking.
Yeah, I just said she was mad. That she was mad she wasn't from New York. That's all I said.
Like, there's no way to pick apart Molly in that clip, but you found a way to do it. It's pretty impressive.
It's called balanced.
In up there, like Connecticut's a suburb of New York, so it's like living in... It's like being from Denton. It's not really... It's like you're still from DFW. 76-52 for the year. 3-1 last week.
Whoa!
Just... I have not had a year like this in quite a while, up at about 59%. So let's keep it going. I love the over in the Army-Navy game. Usually this game is around 34 on the over-under.
RJ's tease was great before the Arch news. Those that defend our country will have no defense this weekend.
Yeah.
Good tease.
Thank you. I love the over in this game. Both these offenses are really, really good this year. It's not your typical Army-Navy game. They're still putting the number, I believe, too low. It's at 39. I took the over. Jets minus, that's the only college game of the weekend. That's what I got. Jets minus three against Jacksonville. Jacksonville's awful. Awful.
So are the Jets, though.
So are the Jets, though. Cincinnati minus five against Tennessee. You want to know where the Cowboys are? The Cowboys are the
Frisco?
No. Cincinnati's the same point spread favorite over Tennessee that they were over us. How about that?
Mm.
Pittsburgh, Philly, under 43. This is going to be, this has got 18-16 written all over it. Both defenses are pretty good. Tampa Chargers, under 45.5. LA doesn't throw the ball.
Tampa's really difficult.
Yeah, I don't, that we were talking about that earlier. Like, do you trust anything with Tampa?
No,
like,
I don't.
Have no idea what they're going to be. So they could smash the over or score nothing.
They could. I like the Cowboys and Panthers over 43.5. Like the over there. And I like Arizona minus six against New England.
He'll tweet him out. He's been killing. Make that holiday money with RJ Choppy, the gambling degenerate, on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Nick Eben, DallasCowboys.com. Is he sad that Bill Belichick is no longer around for the Cowboys? And let's pick the Cowboys in Carolina next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, joins us every Friday at this time. Thanks to the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. My new favorite thing to do is have you guess the point spreads. are you aware of what it is against Carolina?
I did hear that they were favored, so I'm going to say two.
Three. Now, I'm in line with you if you are surprised by this. Me and Choppy don't understand. All right, understand more the Bengals point spread or this point spread? Are you confused over this one?
A little. Yeah, I mean, I would think the Cowboys would be favored, but by, you know, two or three or so. And again, what I don't ever understand is just the mindset of like, all right, let's do this, knowing that this fan base or whatever will jump on it. And, you know, like, is it a true, they think the game will be, you know, 20-17 Panthers, that, or are they, this is more an incentive to bet? I don't know.
Right. What surprised you about Carolina in previewing them?
Just that, you know, their defense is playing well, and you look at the guys and you're like, who are these guys really? I mean, so like, you know, they've got some players. I mean, they've got some players, but for the most part, you know, as a group, they're playing well, and not giving up a lot of points, and they're keeping these games close. I mean, that was the thing. The last five games, decided by 12 points. That's just close all the way around, and they've won two of them. But then they've lost these last three, but you know, they're probably in the moral victory stage right now with you know, playing well against Philly, playing well against Kansas City, and I wonder if the Cowboys can match the intensity that they're going to have to go and win this game and beat the Cowboys. And you wonder how deflated Dallas is with the loss on Monday, the way it went down and what it really means.
So you're looking at this like maybe like a bowl game almost, where it means more to one team, and that's the reason that game ends that way.
Yeah, you know, and in this case, you know, it's basically, it comes down. It used to always be that way for bowl games. Who wants it more? Now it's like, who's been hit by the portal hardest,
yeah.
And, you know, and who's got players to play. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good analogy, Chop. I think it is kind of that way. I think it is kind of like, you just feel like the vibes over there might be stronger. But then again, at the end of the day, though, do they have the talent to match up? And you know, if Micah Parsons plays like he played in that game Monday, I think Bryce Young is in for a long, long day. If he plays like that, if he can get 11 pressures in a game like that, and just, you know, he was very, very tough to block. And it's weird. He had zero tackles, zero sacks, but you know, you watch that game and you can say, all right, this guy's making a difference. If he plays like that, I think the Panthers will have a hard time moving the ball on a regular basis.
Steven said earlier this week or late last week, I can't remember which one, but he had spoken about the idea of, hey, as long as we're in this, we're going to play, all right? And we're going to play things forward. And, yeah, all right, if we get to a point of elimination, maybe you start seeing us start trying to work in some younger guys or do different things like that. Is this the game that if they lose this one to Carolina, you'll see them start making some decisions that look like waving the white flag?
Yeah. If they don't win this game, I don't know if they win another. You know, I really wouldn't see that happening. I think this would be that game, and I think Trey Lance would play, and you know, that kind of stuff. But still, like, you know, I think more than anything, you don't really have to say like, okay, play these young guys. Play. I mean, it's happening just out of default. But it's the shoulder injury for CeeDee Lamb that he's, you know, fighting through or whatever. That's the one. And that's the one. And then there'll be 10 others of like, well, you know, my knee is hurting too. And that kind of stuff. And that we'll see it here. And at the end, that's why I would like for the Cowboys to win the game, just so we don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. Just so we don't have to deal with that.
Nick Eamon, D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Does Bill Belichick to Carolina affect McCarthy's return?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think that was the only coach that if Jerry was deciding to make a move, that there was just for one guy and one guy only. I don't think so. I just think if he's going to make that decision that it's time to move on and we need someone else, I think he'll do that. I never got the impression that it was going to be Belichick, and if so, you know, I just don't think he's the only guy. I think it has to be an inside out type of move. If this is better for us inside, we need to make a move, but let's make a move and then let's figure it out and from there. So I didn't think it was that, but you know, I'm surprised by that one. I'm really shocked. Maybe there might be more history that I never knew about. Maybe I don't know from his. Does he have relationships, I mean, or history with North Carolina? I don't know.
His dad coached like there in the 50s.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, what does the NIL look like then?
Well, so you're saying that they're going to make a decision to move on or to keep Mike based solely on that. Like, they won't say, okay, this guy's not there. We don't like the options. They're just going to make a change for change.
You keep saying they like it's a they.
Yeah, true. Fair.
That's that's why I joke with you on that. But that is why it's tough to figure out. We've seen you guys have seen it firsthand. Jerry on this Tuesday is different than Jerry on that Tuesday. You know, so keeping up with Jerry and the emotions and all that kind of stuff. I bet one minute it is this and one minute it may be different. So it's hard to get ahead of it. I just get the sense that if he's going to decide if it's time to move on, it's time to move on. And then let's see I just don't think it was, I'm going to go get Belichick. And then, you know, because if that was the case, I think, wouldn't you just do it last year? If that was the guy that you wanted. And if that was the case, wouldn't he know that? But anyways, I don't think that's going to be the case. I really don't. I think he's going to make the decision at the end of the season or at some point near the end of the season and say, it's time to move on or it's time to stay. And when that happens, then you go, all right, let's see what's there. That's just what I think. If I'm naive, then I'm naive to that. But I, you know, it's Jerry's decision and it's going to be hard. For, you know, Jerry's going to change his mind probably five times between that now and then.
Are you personally over or under 50% on Mike's return?
I am under. that. I'm under 50% on his return. I have a feeling that it would be something different. It's not, you know, this year just didn't turn out the way they wanted it to. I think they were going to have to make this remarkable run. I don't even see that happening. So I would be under 50%. It'd be fine with me if he returned. That's probably just selfishly though. But from a fan base standpoint of a new voice, a new, you know, and if he does return, I think there has to be some changes here. I would think maybe the play calling situation would change as well. Offensive coordinator, maybe. So, and that's usually how it works, right? Like, it's usually like, well, let's change the coordinators. And then, you know, this is your last chance or whatever, but I don't know. I just, because it was a clean break with Jason Garrett, you know, didn't have to fire him. I could see the same thing kind of happening here. And so just like not firing, just moving on. Thank you for your service. That's what I just, if I had, you're saying 50%, I think less than that for him to return.
And Nick, Dowdle's been playing really well the last couple weeks. I think, you know, his contract was expiring. There was a lot of thought that, okay, he's just here. He's the starter for right now. He's a bridge guy. Is he playing himself in at the end of this year to where they might consider, all right, that's our starting running back next year, and we'll just move forward with that?
I think he's playing well enough where you would say, hey, he would be good enough to have as one of our two. Let's draft a guy. Let's draft a guy in a decent spot. Somebody that can come in and compete. Maybe he's not the starter right away. Maybe Rico is. Maybe he beats out Rico. Either way, but I think Rico would be a really good back to have with two, you know, with another young, you know, young legs in there. And I think that should be the case. They did not draft a back obviously this last year, and I think they should this year. So it doesn't have to be first round. He's probably playing well enough if they re-sign him. Now, of course, other teams could sign him too, but if they re-signed him, I think he's played well enough where you would say, okay, we don't have to jump at this number, you know, first round running back.
Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense. But any other round would make sense, and we could pair him with him.
What's your pick for the game?
I'm going to pick I really feel like this is going to be a challenge for the Cowboys. I do think that Carolina is going to have a lot more intensity. If they could match that early, I think that they could win a close, low-scoring game. I'm going to say 20 to 19 Cowboys. I was thinking about picking Carolina, driving over here. I was listening to you guys, thinking about that pick because I heard Bobby and you guys talking about it. I'm like, eh. Then again, I remembered my experience last year at Carolina at this place. And I'm like, oh, absolutely not. I hate this place. And I hate the people around it. And yeah, this story's for another time there.
Nice,
yeah,
North Carolina.
Oh, this. Yeah, it was the trip from hell last year for me personally. Almost got arrested at the end of this. That was basically what I was told, is get on the bus or go to jail. So I decided to get on the bus. But
oh, man, I would have checked out jail.
Yeah, I don't like this place at all. And I hope the Cowboy fans come out like they did last year. And the Cowboys can figure out a way to get a win.
Nick Eatman. Setting up Tales for the Weekend with a Monday recap at 9:20 here on Sean and RJ. Thank you, brother. Have a legal trip.
Yeah.
I'm going to be safe.
All
for
right.
Sure.
Nick Eatman, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Did you go on this trip?
No, not last year. This is one I missed.
This is a place where I have a buddy, old Pink Pants. And I don't know. There's something in my mind about North Carolina. I just feel like there's just... It seems very nice.
I don't know what he wouldn't like about it. I've been to Charlotte.
Is it awesome?
I wouldn't say it's awesome. It's a small city. It's nice though. It's a nice, like, it's
better than Indy.
It's different. Like, Indy's got a great downtown, right? You know, Charlotte is it's a little bit different, but it's very similar to Indy.
Any touristy spots you've checked out
in Charlotte?
Yeah, in North Carolina.
Big bank, no. No.
It's the banking capital of America.
Yeah, that's what my buddy does there.
No, I'm not going to be out and about in North Carolina. I'm going to be staying in my room.
What is that about?
North Carolina,
what a very dismissive tone.
Nothing says to me about North Carolina like, oh, I got to go out there and
Bobby,
let's see
you're
trees.
Such
what do they have?
Trash. It doesn't. Great. You're such trash. You go to the same places in every city. So I'm not asking you if you're going to like.
It's like people like flock to move to North Carolina. It's like a nice. It's like a nice place.
I know.
I never thought of North Carolina. I've always thought of North Carolina.
What is the last touristy thing you targeted in a city and you're like, I'm doing that?
Oh, I always, the only city that I know every time I go there I'm going to go out is Philly.
Really?
Yeah, there's I love Philly.
There's a lot to do.
Philly's
great. All kinds of history.
You can go out and chill with the KMC Masterpiece at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford, and you can chill with us during Crosstalk, led by Mike Bassick, after this.
After we get you over to K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, the official roofing and waterproofing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. That is a big, beautiful, gorgeous K-Post roof on AT&T Stadium and in the home of the 23 World Champs and in the home of the American Airlines Center. And on my house, I got one after the hailstorm rolled through Roanoke back in March. Got the roof replaced in May. Best thing about K-Post, like, they don't tell you need a roof, let you do. So a year ago, I had them come out, check the roof out. They said, you don't need one. Then the hailstorm hits, and all of a sudden, I had bad hail damage. My whole neighborhood did. So they finally did the roof replacement for me, and they held my hand through the entire process. It was tremendous. Making sure everything that needed to be covered got covered, making sure that I had all the paperwork filed, making sure that we were still good to go, and they still keep in touch afterwards. And that's the big part. They're not one of these fly-by-night roofers that swoop into town, fix a roof, then move on to the next city and the next storm. Embedded in the local community since 2004, kpostcompany.com. The letter K, postcompany.com. Or 972-945-9975 to Lamar J. Choppy for the Fan Sent You.
Great read, Peyton. That a boy. Way to go. Thank you. All right. So where are we at today, Corey Majors?
We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford today.
All right.
And I love it out here, man. We got a lot going on. So get ready for Cowboys tickets giveaway courtesy of Miller Lite and other merchandise as well. And we'll figure out if Mike has some sort of drink that he's going
to
create.
Remember, you sign up for Cowboys tickets and you win, you have to go. You signed up. Okay? Now.
Someone thinks Mike's funny back there.
Corey. Hey, Corey.
Yes.
Before we talk about what's coming up on the show, Bobby, I wanted to ask you a question.
Hit me.
You're around the Cowboys on a pretty much daily basis, right? After the show, you go to Frisco and... So how come you guys don't have on more current Cowboys on the morning show?
What do you mean?
Is this Mike Bassick or Gavin Spittle?
Ooh. Like, how come, I don't know, Trayvon Diggs, who's right behind us, the jersey, not him. Like, I don't know, how come, like, Trayvon Diggs doesn't come on the show, or, like, Ezekiel Elliott, who you're tight with? Like, yeah. I mean, you guys had Mike McCarthy on twice today. I was just wondering, Sean, how come you guys don't have on, like, maybe, like, current Cowboys to interview?
I don't know if you're trolling. I can't tell. I know you're trolling. I know he's trolling. I can't tell if he legitimately doesn't know the, like, what's business end of how these interviews were, how the different things were.
No, but like, if you're, I'll ask in a semi-serious way. If you're in the locker room all the time and you have the relationships with the players, why don't we have Diggs or
You mean like
Jaylen
play
Tober
audio back or have them on the air?
On the air, like
PR is not going to let them on the air. PR is not going to let players do weekly interviews unless it's something that's arranged for the whole season.
Doesn't have to be weekly. Could be one player every different week.
No, I just wondering. They're not going to do that, though.
I just wondering. Say, Corey, what's coming up on the show today?
Guys, we do have Jerry Jones joining us at 10:30, but we also, as the baseball show of record, we do have Nate Evaldi joining us at 11:40, and then we have Jake Berger, new Ranger, joining us at 12:40.
Oh.
Baseball show of record.
Nice.
That sounds good.
10 more minutes, Mike.
God, Mike, you're such a jerk for that.
What were you going to say?
So
Kevin, Evaldi and Berger today, huh?
Yep. We are loaded up with Rangers content today.
That's amazing.
Mike, are you excited about tomorrow?
What's tomorrow?
Oh, my God.
Me and you, baby.
Oh, yeah, 120. We're going to be at
Martin
House Brewing in Fort Worth. I know I'm driving there. I told my wife I'm leaving the house at 12:15. I'll be back at 3 p.m. So, we have a dinner party that we have to go to. Well, it's not a dinner party we're going to. It's at our house. We're hosting. So,
I have to get home.
I talked to Matt with Meat Church. I went to Meat Church in Waxahachie yesterday, and I got the garlic herb stuff because he says that it makes the best mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Oh. So, we're making pot roast, mashed potatoes, and carrots.
So, are you actually going to see him at Martin House Brewing, or is Dave Raymond going to be there too, like at Sandler's event, and then he's not going to talk to anybody like us?
Oh, my God.
He TV big time this
day. I didn't even see Bobby at the event.
I know. Kind of what he's trying to say.
I know. Dave Raymond was in the way of all of us.
I saw Choppy.
Yeah.
We played pickleball together.
Yes, we did.
Who won?
We were the same team.
Keep score.
Yeah.
I don't know. You say that whenever you lose. Right?
I'm not sure how to keep score. Is it like, do you do 15 love, 30 love, 40 love?
No. It's just points. Like one to one.
Okay.
To one.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, so it's like volleyball score? Ooh. Is that how you do pickleball? To be honest, I don't even know how you do pickleball score.
That's how we did it when we played the one. We played one time. That's how we kept score. Now, you may do it the other way, the regular tennis way, but that's not how we did it.
So coming up on our show, Jerry Jones, Nate Evaldi, Jake Berger. I have this question. I will do our show first, and then I'll do your show second.
Easy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, freaky. 10 being, I am so pumped. Where's your number for Cowboys at Panthers?
5.
Like it's 2 or 3.
Yeah. Something just around 5. Yeah. That sounds good.
All right. RJ, your excitement level 1 to 10, Cowboys at Panthers.
I will be excited to watch this game until we get to the 44th point of the game.
Oh.
And betting. I took the over.
Oh, you took the over.
Yes, okay. The moment that happens, my interest in this game will...
And will you even watch it live since you're off next week?
Yeah, I'll watch it live. It's a
big surgery.
Yeah, big finger surgery. I'm getting this thing... Remember this thing? This finger broke.
He's getting a finger enlargement.
It's not very straight. I'm getting this thing fixed.
That's
amazing. Does that hurt?
Is that a necessary thing?
Yeah, does it bug you?
So, aesthetic? No, I have... I've got, like, this bump in it. It's like a growth from, like, the trauma... Because I play golf, and every time I grip the golf club, like the bump grows. So it's like a mass cyst of some kind. So I'm just going to get it taken out. So
it sounds like you and Mr. Palmer at Hot Chicken play some golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been known to play some golf. I'm still waiting for some things from him. But, yeah, we've been known to play some golf.
Bobby, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at with this Cowboys-Panthers game?
10.
Look at that.
10. Because I think Carolina's going to win. And then we're gonna set the wheels in motion for correcting all of this.
And what's the first wheel?
It's never been corrected in your life, Bobby.
Just correcting the immediate concerns on the checklist. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Sean, 1 to 10.
I'll go like 3.5. Little Bryce Young intrigue.
When was a time you were least interested in a Cowboys game? That doesn't include preseason.
Probably 2020, right?
Oh, when was that?
2020 when they were like Dak got hurt that year, like the season.
Yeah, but everybody
was
locked in, so it was like it was something to actually you actually got to watch something. So I didn't hate the 2020 games at all, even when they were bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's been at the end of regular seasons that I had then.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is pretty rough, but. Team Tank. I'm here for Team Tank to go up against Kevin Hagelin, since he doesn't want to support the cause. Support the team.
I mean, don't you think they've already kind of messed up Team Tank then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've messed it up for Travis Hunter.
Yep. But not for Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton Jeanty, yeah.
Yeah, Jeanty's going to be right where we're picking.
Are you supporting a first-round running back?
Or Quinn.
In
Ewers.
All the...
Ew.
Or Quinn?
Gross.
Quinn's going to the draft, apparently, according to the reports today. Are you now supporting a first-round running back? Maybe the biggest hypocrisy that you've pulled in the history of this show?
I am supporting a first-round running back here.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you why.
Hypocrisy?
Because...
Whatever, Kevin.
We are no longer in the team-building phase.
What? What are we doing?
You've overpaid for your quarterback. You're stuck with the quarterback. You have to use when you have a quarterback making that kind of money, you got to have win now pieces.
Interesting.
So, like, I would not recommend that the Bears draft Ashton Jeanty, but I would recommend Kansas City or Buffalo or Detroit.
Well, I've actually changed
and you've put Dallas.
Dallas is
category.
Just like them. Yeah.
Well, no, they're not just like, the point is they've got a quarterback that they've already paid.
Bobby thinks.
So they need to get guys around him that can win now.
Bobby thinks if McCarthy comes back next year that they're going, did you say 3?
4-13.
4-13, Mike.
That's not true.
Is that easy money to bet against Bobby and win it?
Yeah. I mean, we like Dave Campo. I mean, Dave Campo won 5 games. And Mike McCarthy, I know you hate him, Bobby. Mike McCarthy is a way better head coach than Dave Campo.
Yeah, what would lead to something like that? The 4-12 season, if he comes back, it's got to be more than 1 year contract. So
yeah,
you wouldn't have the lame duck situation.
If McCarthy's again coming back, he's coaching for at least 2 more years.
Mike, yeah, that was supposed to throw up the alley oop to attack Bobby like his great quarterback. No way, his great quarterback could just get 4 wins on the season. Yeah, instead, a $60 million guy.
Instead, you set it up for me to say I would absolutely take Dave Campo as the offensive coordinator. Oh,
I think the major issue now with Dak Prescott is he is now close to 40 years old, his body. Like what you have with Aaron Rodgers' body, Aaron Rodgers was able to stay healthier in his early 30s or late 20s. Dak Prescott didn't. Dak Prescott is on borrowed time with that body now. Now, it doesn't matter. He's set for life. He's going to make close to $1 billion playing football. But that doesn't help out Cowboy fans that he's probably going to miss 3 to 10 games on a yearly basis.
What are you guys going to ask Jerry today?
What's his excitement level?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does he care about this game?
Are you really?
I don't know.
Does he like coleslaw on his, barbecue sandwich like they do in Carolina?
Ooh.
Oh, actually, I do want to ask him if he has eaten raccoon. Like Leggett, and if so, how it was.
Oh my gosh. What do you think the wildest thing is that he's ever eaten? Because he likes putting the duck on the
come on,
I can't work with this show. I can't do this today.
Probably
guys.
Raccoon.
Did anybody see 12 points winning a Thursday night football game?
Oh, it was terrible. It was miserable.
I guess
he
could have scored 7-1.
It was so miserable.
I would have given a touchdown.
Who is not paying Brock Purdy the sum that it's going to come with? Let's go 50. Let's go 50 or 55.
I'd move on.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Mike, you're out.
I'm out. I think it's I know that nobody's done it, and we thought the Cowboys might. You do not pay good quarterbacks elite money because you can't win a championship that way.
Yeah.
No human being has done it yet, as far as I can tell. That you pay a dude who's not like a Hall of Fame prime guy, and then you're able to build a team around that guy. So that's the tough part.
Not wrong.
Is that when Brock Purdy at $1 million next year or whatever he makes next year, you still have a window, as bad as it's gone for San Francisco. As soon as you give that dude $55 or more million, it's over. Best case scenario is you win 10 to 12 games.
Pay it. I would pay it. I just pay.
You like losing?
I'd pay it. I will say this. If there's outside of the Cowboys, if there's a team that's going to do it the other way, it's that one.
Fran?
Yeah, because they would have the faith that Kyle could just...
As long as Kyle's sticking around, that would be the thing. It'd have to be Kyle sticking around and doing what he does.
Hey, I'll tell you what, his players don't stick around.
I know that he probably wouldn't take this job. If they fire Kyle Shanahan, then you hire him immediately.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yes.
What a hot take.
Coming up next, only 4 hours left, but we got Jerry Jones at 10:30, Nathan Evaldi at 11:40, and Jake the Burger at 12:40. Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking about, could you imagine if your show had all the current Cowboys on it?
Wow, he's taking shots at you.
I know.
Our guest list. Mike hasn't seen the ratings lately.
If we just never criticized the team that we cover, then we would get all those people.
Mike Ballybass.
The Rangers going 112 wins next year, 112, 115.
Now what?
Wait, I don't even get what you're saying. So you criticize the Cowboys, and that's why they don't come on your show? Mike McCarthy
comes on the
show.
I'm just saying that you're a big Rangers fan. That's all I'm saying.
I am a big Rangers fan. I'm wearing their championship thingy right here.
Music's running
thingy
out.
Well, hey, you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you for 1 hour in Fort Worth. If you want to see me, be there from 1 to 2. If not, I'll see you later.
Bye bye.
Jerk.